Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Reagan was elected to the presidency. He installed Louis Giafrida as head of FEMA, the Federal Emergency Management Agency. Giafrida was an old cold warrior from Reagan's California days whose specialty was suppression of unrest and dissent. Giafrida, North, and George Bush began to turn FEMA into an instrument of domestic anti-terrorism.
You're dealing with a group of people in the Reagan administration who equated political dissent with treason and who cannot differentiate between emergency procedures, which I think everyone agrees are necessary, and suppressing political dissent. And with North and Poindexter and Casey, you had a group of people who saw Americans who disagree with them as the enemy.
Colonel North, in your work at the NSC, were you not assigned at one time to work on plans for the continuity of government in the event of a major disaster?
Mr. Chairman,
I believe that question touches upon a highly sensitive and classified area, so may I request that you not touch upon that, sir?
I was particularly concerned, Mr. Chairman, because I read in Miami papers and several others that there had been a plan developed by that same agency, a contingency plan in the event of emergency that would suspend the American Constitution. And I was deeply concerned about it and wondered if that was the area in which he had worked. I believe that it was.
I most respectfully request that that matter not be touched upon at this stage. If we wish to get into this, I'm certain arrangements can be made for an executive session.
And tragically, the only member who got close was Jack Brooks, and he was stopped by the chairman.
Listeners out there, you're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers, located here in beautiful western Montana. Today is Sunday, July 1st, 2018. My truck plates are coming due soon. Anyway, you just heard the origin of the shadow government, or the makings of it, or which was in the makings. This was planned, perhaps warned about by Eisenhower's great military-industrial complex. Tonight's show is more about this. Of course, in my late 20s, I paid attention to this, watching the Oliver North trials. And I wasn't much into watching TV back then. I'd rather been out 4x4. But anyway, for those who had voted Trump's prior election, all of his tweets from 2015 and 16 was everything he is not today. The shadow government is at work. And, of course, we openly heard George Bush Jr. say that the Constitution is just a piece of paper. And then there's that article from the New York Times where it says, let's just give up on the Constitution. It goes on to say here that as the nation teeters at the edge of financial chaos, observers are reaching the conclusion that the American system of government is broken. But almost no one blames the culprit. Our insistence on obedience to the Constitution with its all of its archaic, it even says it has evil provisions. But again, it reminds me of in the 1800s there, where the quote was from Germany, where they once burned books, they will also ultimately burn people. And so wrote this Heinrich Heine, one of Germany's greatest poets, of course, was Jewish of origin. But again, though, we see this, the huge bonfires, the surge of patriotism and such. We see this now with Trump talking about a great military, a great police, great Boy Scouts. It's the same repeat. And, of course, anyone, like I say, out of 330 million Americans that stands up and actually gets off their effing butt is actually called a hero, because everyone else is sitting around worried about what Kim Kardashian's wearing or something like that. I couldn't believe the Twitter feed yesterday. But this is the country that we've seen develop before us. And you can wonder why that they're trying to destroy our history, our culture, and everything, because if people were able to recognize that, then they'd sit back and they'd say, geez, we're repeating history again. So Anyway, welcome to the chat room. Our chat room is on frequencyradio.chattango.com. Kenneth is in the control room here to answer any of your calls and screen out the trolls. And the call-in number, again, is 1-800-313-9443. The phone lines are open if you'd like to call in. Yeah, I'd like to have more of an open show tonight. There's a lot of stuff to talk about. But to you, the listener, you're invited to call in and share your views with us all. I see things from a different perspective. I live out here in the country. I am so thankful I'm not dragged down by the hustle and bustle of city life and worried about things. I'd rather listen to a cow or the sheep out in my back, a pen out type thing here that the neighbor has eaten down the grass. It's kind of cute in a way to sit there, look at this cute little face and hear this, bah! But that's just me. Or look at the trusting eyes of my dog. Most people miss all this stuff. But anyway, so also I want you to know that I have contacted John Stadtmiller here. I need some time off from this thing here. This post-surgery stuff is just flat killing me here, so I have yet to hear from him there. But I sure hope I can get some time off here because this pain is just flat killing me, and I have a bunch of doctor's appointments starting up here after the third here. So, but anyway, the fatigue of this not being able to sleep and stuff. I gave Granny out there in the chat room a depicted image of a dog laying down with his legs spread out. And that's basically how I am with a pillow trying to sleep at night. But anyway, I might also say, if you know anyone that's going to have a dual hernia surgery, you might talk them out of it. By the time they get done, it'll turn into transgenderism or something like that. I'm not going that way, but I'm just letting you know there. Cut. Anyway, you know, hey, you know what? The listeners out there should know that I'm a down-to-earth guy. I have no political agenda. I don't vote. To me, it's enabling. And, of course, you can, you know, like John and those guys, they want to restore the republic and stuff. But until we get rid of the shadow government, none of this is going to change. And that, you'll see this as I go into tonight's show here. You know, I think of the people in the world and how their lives are. And I guess I get that from my early days in ham radio, you know, talking all over the world, as well as even into cooking and stuff. And, of course, I have for years been watching Gordon Ramsay, the late Anthony Bourdain, Julia Child, stuff like that, you know. But, you know, like Bourdain was noted for traveling the world and going to many distant places to sample their food. And, of course, this gave you a insight of their cuisines. But can you imagine, like, say, scrolling through a market in India, Iran, Turkey, or whatever, you know, some other places, Vietnam, and the rows and rows of fresh spices and the permeating smells that just billow up from these wonderful spices. And, of course, today in America, everything's basically replaced by frozen foods and stuff. But these people actually cook for a living, and they don't die either, you know. And although I wouldn't be reduced to eating scorpions and stuff like that, at least not yet anyway, but it shows you the rich cultures that are out there. And I'm bringing this up because of the recent Twitter feeds here that the U.S. is trying again, once again, for another regime change over in Iran. And the U.S., as you know, always cites some radical imam or some political party in that country. Oddly, though, if you were to go to Wikipedia and look at the same people that are calling for regime change, they list their face as Christians, Catholic, Mormons, as well as other denominations. You know, their face are riddled with scandals of sex abuse, pedophiles, as well as the financial schemes played on their own adherents. And I guess that's where one's faith comes in, to sit there and to go along with this political bullcrap in there under the guise of spirituality, of course. And, of course, recent tweets are all highlighting the disparaging conditions in those countries. Usually it's brought on by the U.S. sanctions. Doesn't matter whether you're in Venezuela. They could be eating cats and dogs to survive like that. Forget that the U.S. has sanctioned Venezuela so they can't sell their oil. Same thing now with the new demands on Iran, that Trump wants everyone to completely divest of any Iran imports by November. And, of course, people are just back and say, hey, we can't do that because we have our economies to support. But when you look at the real issue, it's like what the World Bank has brought out, that Iran is sitting on over $45 trillion of oil resources. And, yeah, do they have bad political leaders? Yeah, I assume they probably do. Does the United States? Of course, you know. But we're always led to believe that, you know, that the conditions elsewhere are so bad that it takes some kind of an intervention, and yet we can't find anything here in this state or this country. And I'll get onto the state here. I got some local Montana news about that. But anyway, but they always cite the immense conditions, whether it's North Korea, the starving over there, the North Korean prisons. Forget, of course, that you're, you know, like Gitmo, the other black prisons, the renditions, the tortures, the disappearance of those by the United States. Just like this article here in Chicago where it talked about Harmon Square, it was revealed that the police there have disappeared over 7,000 people. And this is a Guardian lawsuit that actually exposes this fullest scale yet of the detention and off-the-book interrogation warehouse. You start thinking about when they say warehouse. This is human people, warehouse. And, of course, Chicago, this is Americans. It's not some foreign entities or something. I assume there would be probably some in there, but these are probably arrested drug criminals and stuff like that that just, you know, off the books have been interrogated and disappeared. Then, of course, we have Obama and the UPS flights of the people coming into this country. You know, but all this stuff is being or is taking place here without a lot of recognition from the people because, as I mentioned before, they are too busy worried about what Roseanne Barr is going to do if she gets kicked off her show, which I don't watch anyway. But everything is a constant diversion. So in the show tonight, we'll talk about those at the border. And, of course, this is a big issue, especially with Democrats right now, as well as the DACA and all this other crap, you know. And, of course, this is to get more undocumented immigrants in the United States to help sway the elections, which means that, and I guess for those people that do vote, there is some chance that you might, in rolling the dice, get your candidate in there. But like those that were so joyously behind Trump because they didn't want Hillary in have now found out that Trump is basically the same as what Hillary was anyway. And that was a preface of why I led into this shadow state or shadow government, which is now called the deep state. So I'm reminded there, and I've mentioned this before, about Dirty Wars by Jeremy Shahill, where he talked about the U.S. interventions into countries that Americans do not even know about, where it's U.S. troops on the ground in Somalia. Now they're in Yemen, the Green Berets over there. And these are countries that there's no declared state of war with, and yet the United States is over there, and they'll take out a village or whatever like that with a Hellfire missile, whatever, you know. And you can see why when all this is done in our names, why people like over in Iran chant death to America. And I can only think of a courtroom scene where the defense attorney turns to the jury and says, "My client is not guilty because you yourselves were the ones who funded any alleged activities or actions my client may have been charged with as a crime. Therefore, it is you who should be on trial, not my client." And that, you know, that gives some weight there, because enabling people, those people that don't stand up and speak for their own rights, let alone the rights of other people. It's like what's going on over in Israel right now. When you look at the photo after photo of young boys or young girls shot in the head by Israeli snipers, and the ammo that's being used there to sever limbs and stuff, of course, you know, I love the Palestinians, always making good out of a bad situation there, watching one-legged soccer teams and stuff playing with their crutches and stuff. But which also reminds me of the fact that my view of optimism is looking at a young Palestinian boy throwing a rock at an Israeli tank. But anyway, so, but anyway, for the most part, Americans have sat by for so long like that, you know, over time here now, And it's because, again, they wanted their own security, and this has been fed to them through fear. Now we have the FBI that's admittedly behind all domestic terrorism. And, of course, the countless millions of dollars paid to informants. And even in these latest shootings here in America, we always find out that the FBI knew the person. The FBI had an informant there. So a lot of these things you have to realize are being staged. And, of course, it's for an agenda. So, but anyway, again, if you want to convict someone in the government, you have to convict yourself because you allowed this to happen. And that's why I've got this little thing on Twitter there. It says, if you want change in America, look in a mirror because it's going to start with you. People are going to have to demand change. And of course, like I say, they're too distracted worrying about what the Kardashians are doing and whatever crap like that, you know. Even the stupid commercials on Twitter, you know, these promoted ads like that, you know, it's like, they're advertising all these wonderful cars and stuff. I don't know anyone that can buy them. You know, it's a fake economy. And, of course, these firms that advertise that, they get to write it off as advertising expenses, and it's a tax write-off for them, so it didn't cost them nothing. But anyway, the common scapegoat on defense is where through lawfare they will convict the party, though. So in this courtroom scene like that, the jury will sit there and say, well, you know, let's put this sucker away because I don't want my crimes exposed. And that's basically how it is. They are willing to allow this, in as much as willing to allow this country to go into other countries under the premise of democracy, regime change, whatever like that, and systematically either starve 500,000 children to death over in Iraq, and with 80 million people in Iran. God knows what sanctions will do. Look what's going on in Venezuela. This is systemic of a system that's in total rotten decay. But again, most people don't really even seem to care because they're too distracted. So, again, though, these illegal wars and interventions are all being done in your name. And again, so we might have to realize why the state is constantly programming our children and our grandchildren to be so acceptant and tolerant of others. And yet, again, we have these same radical Christians and stuff here in the United States that are, again, representing you as we the people to go out and do these things. Yet, again, here in America, we have countless tens of millions that are unemployed, tens of millions starving, tens of millions on unemployment, tens of millions on that have had to take disability or whatever, veterans dying, veteran suicides, and yet it's our quest as a government and as a people to sit there and go out and liberate another nation and bring them this sort of democracy. It just shows you the sheer hypocrisy of things. And I'm drawn to this here about how our schools work today. We were just chatting here in the chat room about Australia now has just advocated the first transgendered surgery for a four-year-old. A four-year-old. When I was 4 years old, I knew I had a pee-pee, and that was about it, you know. But, you know, this mental mind effing of people like that is getting to the point. And on top of that, here we have an elementary school teacher who was arrested after trying to hypnotize students, forcing them to call him master. And this went on to the point where he was touching and groping them. And I looked up his name there, Metzger. And of course, it's a German Jewish habitual name there that, with an agent there, but these are people that we have in our schools. Just like when you see them having some transgendered queen type thing sitting there in front of a bunch of school kids in a setting there, as if it's some question and answer, and they're glorifying these images, and that's not what I remember in school. So anyway. got a break coming up here. I have more stuff coming up here. You're welcome to call 1-800-313-9443. Kenneth's in the control room to put you on air, so stay tuned, and we'll be right back. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk is all you
get. And you folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Any little thing that you want to know, turn to Talk Radio. Anytime at all, anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here in Western Montana, and we have Patty on the line there in Missouri. So, Patty, good evening. How are you doing today?
I'm doing fine, Keith. I'm going to shut the door. I got a big fan running.
It's probably the only fan club you've got.
It probably is. You stand behind it, it'll suck your clothes off.
You're
one of those big industrial fans.
At your weight, I wouldn't doubt that.
Well, I'm wound up like an 8-day clock now. I've got my belly full and been listening to you and all this BS being reported by the mainstream media, such as the manufactured border crisis. As we all know, that picture, that poster
Child,
that showed that kid with Trump standing there, you know, supposedly taken from his parents. Well, his father says he was never separated from his mother.
That's right.
And, also, right. The point is Trump is following the same immigration laws that Clinton, matter of fact, Clinton signed them, and then Obama, and now Trump is following them. What is going on is when these people cross the border, you have UACs, which are unaccompanied children. They are automatically taken to camps and detained for their own safety. And if parents are coming across with children, they are also separated because the parents are going to be detained. They're going to be vetted and processed.
Right. That's right.
If they have committed crimes, they're not going to be allowed to enter. And also, you got to understand that a lot of these people coming across with children are not parents. They're child traffickers. So
those kids
are being separated and detained in a separate facility for their own protection because Obama and Hillary released a lot of these kids to child traffickers, come to find out.
Patty, you're not going along with the official narrative that these poor kids don't have any representation because they're appearing before the judge without a parent.
Boo hoo. Well, there's over 635 cases backlogged already that haven't even been processed yet. So why don't we just close that damn border until we get caught up at least? You know, this system, the U.S. can't afford the economic weight of all these people. We got people in our own country starving and homelessness, and our infrastructure is crumbling. You know,
yeah, but Patty, hang on a second, Patty. I got to stop you here before you get too wound up there. But you got to remember, when you look at the names of who's behind all this, usually it's these Jewish in nature ones about our stupid borders, you know, and yet over in Israel, they're building more and more fences and stuff. They just made a rule there to basically make the Jewish race the supreme race of Israel, you know. And over here, in the meantime, it's, oh, you need to remove your borders. And, of course, who's getting all the contracts to build these border walls? Israeli firms.
They are. Exactly.
Yeah.
Biggest hypocrite racist on the face of the earth.
So you knows what I mean.
We knows all about it.
Yeah,
and that's the main ones who are pushing this immigration. They want open borders. They want to dissolve U.S. sovereignty for the United Nations Agenda 21. That's what all this is about. Plus, it will increase the Democratic voter base. And
well,
we got
well,
89% of Congress sitting up there are dual Israeli citizens. Who are catering to Israel interests instead of U.S. They're damn traitors, and we need to get them out of Congress.
Well, here's the next story I was going to do. Since you're online, I'll go ahead and read it with you here. But the Democrats have introduced a bill to strip rights of workers. It was just under the Supreme Court union ruling there. And it goes on here, talks about this National Right to Work Committee. This bill would force all 50 states to give monopoly bargaining powers to big labor. And, of course, this is in gross violation of the rights of the public employees and of course, the rights of those states there. But this is part of that monopoly plan of corporate America that's able to import all these low-wage workers to be able to take the jobs of Americans that can't pay their bills now or student loans or whatever else like that, and to keep everyone locked in poverty so they can't even rise up and do anything. And, of course, we're the idiots for pointing this out.
Right. Yeah, the corporations are bringing them in for cheap labor, too. That's another reason.
Yeah.
Well, we knows what they're doing.
Yep.
America has to be destroyed before the New World Order can move in. I mean, it's moving rapidly, a lot faster than I thought they would be doing it. But they're in panic mode now because they knows that we're onto them. And,
well, I was just going to say, like Gerald Celente's recent videos here, where he's highlighting that the massive stock rallies and stuff has all been for big corporations who, in turn, as people are seeing panic, the big corporations are just buying their own shares up. And this goes into another story I've got coming up after this. But this shows you the total corporate takeover of America. And the ones I tweet with on Twitter down in Australia and stuff, these are the ones that are watching this. The corporations take over and the people get screwed. Anyway, my break is coming up here. Hang on. We'll be right back, okay, Patty?
Okay.
All right. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443. It's on Talk Radio. Double Talk.
is all you get. And you wanna.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
If you want to vent your frustrations, you got some things that you need to say. There's a place where people always listen. Go on, dial it up today. Talk radio. Truth is on.
Welcome back, everyone. We're currently talking with Patty down there in Missouri, a.k.a. Granny. And that was some cooling off period for the break there, but gave me a chance to toke up a little bit. But anyway, so, Granny, the problem is that we're seeing it. We're basically having our country just ripped out from underneath us.
Right. We have a purple revolution going on. Being pushed by another Zionist Jew named Soros, who ought to be locked up forever. Behind a lot of this, and we do know, we already know, that a lot of these people crossing the border, they're not refugees. No. They're not asylum seekers. They're economic migrants who want to come to America and sit on their butts and draw welfare. That's what they're doing. 49% of them are doing that. And it's costing us billions.
Right, and I can understand this. Geez, everyone knows it's my coffee, and I won't toke up again then. Anyway, I was talking to Ryan Dawson there on Twitter here in DM there about a few things going on here, but this is what I've been highlighting here because, I mean, I sit back at a different non-political viewpoint, as Salente would say, politically atheist, you know. But when you watch these people, yeah, the news came out and they highlighted that the people coming mostly up to the border right now are from the El Salvador area, which is where this MS-13 gang is, or gangs are, and the massive murders. If you look up El Salvador and the murders, you'll see how much murders is. But we're still looking at the influx of the U.S. drug cartels, the DHS actually actively arming the Sinaloa drug cartel, the banks laundering hundreds of, see, they have enabled all this.
Yes.
And we're supposed to take the brunt of it when we look, like I say, if you go to that usdebtclock.org and look at the massive amount of debt, forget the 20-some-odd trillion dollars, look at the other right side of the page where it shows all those on welfare, food stamps, stuff like that. They are sucking this country dry. And then they're telling us, you know, the elderly, the baby boomers and stuff, that there's no money for you in the future. And, of course, we have plans for this universal basic income because no one's going to be working. We replace it by some kiosk at some McDonald's or whatever like that, you know. But it's ridiculous. They're destroying the country.
Well, that's what the UN Agenda 21 is all about, turning America into a third world country. That's the end goal.
Yeah.
Now we've got 5G coming out, which is going to cook us all from the inside out because it's milliwaves, microwaves only. More or stronger and more powerful.
People don't understand
what this is going to do to humans.
Yeah, speaking of that with the UN, Patty, have you noticed the UN's trending Twitter tweets lately have all been about gay rights and crap like that, omitting what's going on in Yemen, the massive destruction there, what's going on in Israel with the Palestinians? Those rights don't matter. It's just if you have breeding rights, I guess, is what matters nowadays, who you can screw. So I guess they keep the baby factory going so they get Planned Parenthood to abort 800 babies a day, you know.
Well, yeah, that's one of the plans, too. Well, if I remember correctly, Margaret Sanger wanted to use eugenics to weed out black babies. She said
right.
Blacks are weeds. And now we've got whites really abusing that service too, which they say they don't perform, they don't encourage abortions. That's exactly what they do. That's what they're all about.
Well, here's another one for you. Look at the Twitter accounts that have been blocked, or what do you want to call it? Not blocked, but frozen.
Twitter jail.
For people talking out about like what the Muslims are doing over in Europe and stuff, and yet. Openly, there's Jews out there on Twitter calling for white genocide, and those accounts don't get blocked.
Right. They can say whatever they want to. It's fine. But you let a white person try to stand up and defend themselves, then they get suspended, put in Twitter jail.
Same thing on TV. If you do watch TV, which I watch, I do watch a little of MeTV, the old westerns and stuff like that, but the constant commercials, it doesn't show a happy, healthy white family. They're all interbred and stuff. And I have no problem people marrying or interfaith marriages or any of that stuff like that or intercultural. I have no problem with that. You know, people can love who they want. Like that young boy on Twitter yesterday, he's 19 years old over in Europe somewhere like that. And he kept repeating that he wants to hug a man. It's like, okay, fine. You know, do what you want, you know. But see, this becomes an agenda. It's like an advertisement that people, they're demanding this, and they want someone to jump out there and say, hey, okay, well, we're going to stop what we're doing so that you have the lifestyle you want.
Well, they want to breed whites out of existence.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to understand, too, who the biggest funders to the United Nations are.
Yep.
U.S. and Israel.
Yep.
So naturally, the UN is going to cater to what they want, except this time didn't work out too good for Miss Nikki Nick, did it?
No, it didn't. she's got so
I
much
tell you, I'd like to smack, I'd just like to smack that right off her face. She is, nobody can actually be that stupid, can they?
No, I'd like to see her sitting in a chair squirming at the Heg myself. But anyway, hey, Patty, I got another caller online here too. But anything else you want to finish up with before you zip off and back into the chat group?
I have one question for you.
Hold on, go ahead.
If these alleged immigrants, are so poor, how can they afford to pay thousands of dollars to these coyotes to bring them here?
Well, here's another one, though. Patty, before you say that, look at the organizations you see, and you have to wonder, just like over in Europe and stuff, who's printing all of these beautiful signs and beautiful rollout canvases? Who's got the money for that? I can't even afford a color ink printer cartridge.
Me either.
So,
but, we know what's going on.
Hey,
Carl, I'm waiting.
All right.
Talk to you later.
All right. We'll see you later. Take care there. Raymond in New Mexico. Go ahead, young man. How are you doing? Hope you're having a good evening.
Can you hear me, Keith?
Hi, Keith. I hear you. You sound just great.
All righty. I'm originally the guy that helps John when he's out of money. I'm originally in Cleveland. But anyway, I'm driving around. Real quick, I want to let you know I was out west coming down of the San Luis Valley. So it's the largest wildfire in Colorado at the moment. But when I filmed it, just want to let you know, that thing was beyond comprehension, and I'm going to move fast. What amazed me, Keith, people don't even look up. You have literally a volcano going off, covers the sky, turn everything black, then you got the flashing road sign saying, fire alert, wildfire. You know what people do? They drive right into it.
Yeah.
Are you aware of how bad it is? Anyways, so the audience that's here, there's a lot of them. I'm a long-time listener. Did you previously have a different radio show on a different schedule? Are you?
No, I've been doing this. I used to call into Mike's show, and then I called into John, and John, after two or three, he says, we need to get you a show here, but I'm having health problems. So I need to get off of this thing. But anyway, go ahead.
Okay. Well, anyways, Michael Rivero is what I was going to originally share what I'm going to tell you, because you opened it up with Jack Brooks, and then I am going to try to get down to John and personally talk about what I'm going to relay. But one last thing. Did you by chance see the Wichita shooting that was on RBN's network?
No, I haven't even looked at that one. The last one we had was a knifing over here in Idaho, which involved a housing thing with all immigrants. They even admitted that. I couldn't believe it.
All right, John went absolutely nuts when I was listening to it when I was in the San Luis Valley. Anyway, for whatever reason, I was able to hear it. And he was talking about that 22-year-old, the sex advocate, and he got busted in New York, the 22-year-old. You there?
I didn't hear this one, but go ahead. Oh, yeah,
anyway,
the Democrat.
John went nuts. Hang on. He was so hot. So I went on to – normally I just listen. I don't go into the webpage because I'm talking to you on – in my vehicle. So I looked at that video. I'm going to tell you, Keith, it's the IDF, the Mossad, as you know, take our police chiefs, their lieutenants, and then their other members from our whole entire United States into Israel, then they go into Palestine. So I'll get off that. Anyways, great subject. So here I go. You started off with Jack Brooks. So I believe you're about my age. I will be 55 real quick. I joined the United States Navy in 1981. Huh?
I'm a couple years older, so.
Oh, that's good. So we're in the time frame around Reagan. So,
yeah, right.
Yeah, I joined the Navy. There was 1 million in the Navy, 1 million Army. Was all volunteer. That's what I did. I went 81, 87. We had such a gigantic force that they took my cruiser. We had missiles forward, gun in the back. And my job aboard it was to work the gun system. Now, it's nothing to do with weapons. What it is, I would climb up into about the size of a tractor, where an officer would normally never sit in it because it's too dang hot, but we were off Banana 1, Banana 2, and Banana 3, which is El Salvador, Nicaragua, and Honduras. So what we were told, men, this is Ronald Reagan, and just like Senator Inouye was speaking to Jack Brooks, hey, executive session, we were told, Condition 3 steaming. So what we do, best shut your mouth. Let mom and dad have the free America. So we were off those three spots.
Right.
So I got to ask you, before I go any further, are you aware of Operation Garden Plot or Rex 84?
Yeah, Rex 84 I am, yes.
All right. Anyway, so what that would all entail that we would realize, as you said, that other government would have came over and basically put us under martial law. So here I was, September, October, November, and December. I'm going to talk real fast. When I was off the coast, we would get Bowie. So the Air Force had what we had in the Navy. We had a 48 Charlie looking 200 miles out. We had a 55 looking 100 miles out, but I had a pair of eyes. I was on a very old system. I could look through the binoculars where the officer would stand, or I could just put my head forward like you would as a passenger, and I could see, well, on a good day, possibly 15,000, 20,000 yards, roughly between 10 and 20 miles. So the Air Force, the Army, the Navy, however it is, the coordinates, it would be basically going north and south to traffic. We always had the big volcano over Nicaragua, but 90% of the crew don't know what the hell's going on, just like this country. 95% don't even have a clue. But this audience, I was going to share this with Michael Rivera because it's the very element that what I'm going to keep talking. So when I would jump up into the director, you know, and I would say, okay, I didn't have to move it. It's all arranged. But when you see an object that far, it's roughly within 40 miles going 300 knots. It's not jet planes, but I would identify, for example, like blue pants, black jacket, I would say double prop, single prop Lear, Cessna, C-130, that kind of thing's going on. So every time I say weapons control, director five, friend or foe, they go to a different channel. They basically had me there to identify, look, I'm a useful idiot, click. All right, no, nothing of it. It wasn't until we would have to reissue, we'd have to go down to Panama, and I belonged to the Army then. I was under Southern Command. And the other cruiser or the destroyer would come to be out on that platform till we refueled, got our food, and we went back. So it wasn't until I asked the cab driver there, it said, hey, Army, so when you're on Rotman, the west side of the Panama Canal, there's our ship. Got a missile launcher, it's got a gun, 547 feet long, but we were told, hey, shut your mouth. We don't want you telling anybody what's going on. So basically, I'm not at war, but I'm still in the military, and I was told to shut my mouth. So I got a horrible suntan. I'm from Cleveland, Ohio. I don't sun well. You definitely
well, Raymond,
know I don't belong
Raymond,
there.
Raymond, let me ask you this. I got another caller on the line here. But as a veteran then, I always ask the veterans, what you allegedly fought for then, is this what you see America as now?
Well, I can tell what I can basically say that the media has complete dominance. So what I witnessed really fast is I want to let you know that the cab driver knew everything about the 600 ships. It knew my ship when I was going in and out of the canal. And he had Ronald Reagan on his dashboard. So
yeah.
And when he held the cocaine to his nose and he drank a fifth of Jack Daniels and he went on the wrong side of the canal, I knew he was not, quote, part of the Army surveillance system. But
right.
He flipped Ronald Reagan around, and it was to real. So when I got back on station, instead of letting the bogey go, which, you know, you let go of the handle, I held on. And what I want to let you know, I had the Air Force, the Army, the Pentagon, Langley, you name it, screaming, who is the a-hole that's got whatever it is in that aircraft? So coming up on top of it was our XO, about 6'4", I'm only 5'10". But he had his pistol, but when I stood in front of him, I gave him the proper salute. He didn't move a weapon toward me, but he said, what is your malfunction in a lot of French and Hungarian? And I said, sir, I'm an American fight man. I identify, quote, the enemy, the friends from my uniform. Anyway, this is what I was told, and I'll let you go. He taps me in the chest, and he said, you don't have a need to know. That it?
Right.
It's been going on. That was 1984, so there were lots more sophisticated, just like you're saying. I operated amongst the Green Berets, the 82nd, 101st, the 173rd, so now they're dispersed. There's a small element, but your audience, God bless you. I love
all
you,
right.
Chief.
All right, sounds good.
Hey,
well, you take
I'll
care there,
go.
Okay?
Take care.
And Art,
okay, bye,
all
Chief.
All right, sounds good. Yeah, and Art, I have a break coming up here, so I'll pick you up right after the break here. That way we can chat for the full 5 minutes or something like that. So just hang in there, okay? But, you know, right now they're talking about a youth gene. And, of course, I keep looking at the fact, who in the hell would want to live forever in the way this earth is going right now here? But I suppose there's some out there that are just crazy, like all the commercials about buy your vitamins or whatever like that, you know. You walk out next door here, something get hit by a train here the next day after you spent $300 on vitamins. But anyway, that's my thing. Anyway, before the break, I want to really drive this home. Zero Hedge has got an article out about the match made in hell. And, of course, this is Bayer and Monsanto's partnership, which has now just been faithfully signed. But it shows you how this corporate takeover is working here. Bayer, if you remember, was the one that was behind those 1,500-some-odd deaths because of the hemophiliac drug, which was giving patients AIDS and stuff. And, of course, Congress here dropped it, and they allowed him to go over to Britain to sell the same exact product. But anyway, you can imagine how Bayer and Monsanto and these corporate entities that are making it so that they're controlling all of our food resources. And, of course, it's, I don't know if you want to call it the chips in the phones. They know your exact GPS location, everything like that, you know. To me, a cell phone nowadays is actually a homing device for some hellfire missile. I mean, that's the way I look at this country anymore. Anyway, Art, again, we'll pick you up right after the break here. We'll be right back. 1-800-313-9443.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones. Please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Anywhere you go, it's on Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to On Frequency with Keith Rogers here on RBN with Art Off the Grid now coming online. Art, I hope you've been having a good one.
Hey, Keith, how's it going, man?
I'm hanging in there slowly.
I hear you. I kind of came in about 15 minutes into the broadcast there, so I'm not sure if you had a chance to get around to the issue of Maxine Waters yet.
No. I thought Patty down in Missouri was going to bring that up there because, boy, she sent out some good tweets about her earlier.
I just think it's really hilarious. You know, she comes out the other day talking about, when you see these people, you get in their faces, you draw a crowd, you make a noise, you make a scene, yeah, da, 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 which is basically, you know, this is openly endorsed.
That's Title 18. That's Title 18 violations of subversion.
There you go. Okay, so now we got that, and, you know, we're talking about, this is the party of anti-bullying, but they're going to promote public mass flash mob bullying of people based upon your ideology, but then all of a sudden, within 24 hours, yeah, we had a couple Congress people's houses and whatever got surrounded, and they got, you know, people were, but yet, even though Maxine got what she wanted, she wasn't expecting all the threats that she was going to get. She wasn't expecting pushback that she was going
to
get.
Art, there might be some good news to this, Art, here, because of this backlash or blowback, is that as these politicians and stuff start getting their homes and stuff scoped out and everything like that, imagine, like Nixon during the Vietnam War era, where all those buses were lined around nose to nose so no one could get passed into the White House area, that Nixon sat there wringing his fingers and said, they're going to kill us. Maybe this backfire will get people to realize in government that, hey, something's got to change.
Yeah, but, you know, this whole Maxine Waters thing, it just gets funnier as it goes along, because next thing she does is she cancels speaking engagements in Texas and in Alabama, all because of the blowback, and she says she's getting death threats. Okay, then she comes out, I read an article this morning, that she's talking about, you go shoot at me, you shoot straight, and I am fearless. Well, wait a minute. Fearless people don't cancel their engagements.
Right.
The only people that cancel their engagements are people who are running scared, and you, madam, are running scared right now because you didn't see this coming. You thought so arrogantly.
Well, Art, Art, you can get on Twitter there and look at the video after video of blacks in America saying, hey, no more of this. We've been screwed by the Democratic Party, and they're now switching. Of course, I don't care which party someone belongs to like that, you know, because this isn't a democracy. It'd be nice if it was, but, I mean, even a republic, you know. But anyway, this whole thing has backfired because now they're losing their voter base in the other area. Anyway, we've got a break coming up here, but do you want to finish up or hold you over or what?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, yeah, we'll hold you over there. So anyway, the call-in number is 1-800-313-9443, and that's what this show is about, is to get your ideas too, because I have my own. So we'll be right back.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did.
clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
This